Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
Welcome back to another edition of the Swarmcast. David Eichel here with HawkeyeInsider.com, 24/7 Sports. Pleased to be joined by, as I like to call him, the most interesting man in America, Mr. Let the Peacock Fly, the man of many talents, and the father of Iowa star Luca Garza, Mr. Frank Garza, who's also, by the way, he won't say it himself, but very much a local celebrity in Iowa City and very much beloved in Iowa City. But Frank, hey man, I really appreciate you hopping on with me. I know it's been for everybody, but it's been a very crazy last 3-4 months for you guys, especially since Luca declared for the draft. So how are you holding up? How's Luca holding up, and how's the family?
Well, that's a load full, but first, David, hey, thank you for all those kind words, and most not deserved at all, but I appreciate all that. And it's great to be able to have a little voice here since all this stuff going on, and to be able to reach out to your folks and the Hawkeyes, particularly during this uncertain time where, you know, if you let the fear button go or too much, you're really in a tough situation, you know, as you look at this stuff. Yeah.
So let's start just back a few months before Luca declared. You know, obviously it's been well documented, the history, just based on how the season ended, what Luca's last shot was. I know that's something that has really haunted him about how the season kind of ended. What was your first couple of conversations like with Luca when you guys actually found out that the season had been canceled? And, you know, I'll say how long did it kind of take for you guys to kind of be at peace with the entire situation?
Yeah, that's a great question. I would say, first off, I still not there at, and I, you know, meditate twice a day at peace with the, you must accept things, you got to accept it and surrender to it, no doubt. But I'm still, processing, all of that, so when we first knew? I knew in the morning early because someone from the Big Ten called me, and I was going to do a morning thing, a show thing. And the guy was so kind to let me know that, hey, there's no show. And, I'm not the smartest guy out there, but hey, listen, there's no show. There's probably no game. There's no tournament. There's no – and so we were still going to continue with our game plan because that would be totally disruptive to do that to Luca, let him know that. So we went through our routine, which is we do with my partner, Guru Ganesha, and we do a meditation with him and with Bakari Evelyn, who was in on our meditation. We went through the whole routine. We got him all ready. They were all suited up, ready to get on the bus, and then bang, it came through. So as a parent, you've got to figure those moves out in what's the best interest of the kid. I wanted to share it with him right away, but that's my selfishness. I wanted him to experience it with his team. And that's a team. That's a Fran moment. That's him. That's his show. It's not my show as a dad at that moment. So very disappointing. But even at that moment, as an optimist, I'm not a half full of that. I say the glass is always full. It's either half water, half air, because oxygen, it's on the, it's on your chemical, your table, man. Come on. It's like, you can't say it's half, come on. It's full all the time. And so I was thinking, well, they'll still be able to do an NCAA tournament. I was actually thinking a little bit about that, telling Luke about that. And I just had to stop myself because I just did not want to come, even when the NBA did it. When they did it, I was just like, well, that's them. I'm like, well, no, if they figured it out, they got, armies of folks looking at it from all different angles. So I didn't even want to listen to it then. And then, of course, you went from that into, okay, let's keep it in perspective. Grandpa Jimmy, perspective, which always remind me, just, hey, listen, you know how many Chinese there are in the world? And you'd go, well, now it's 1.7 billion or something. He goes, guess what? They don't even know your name. All right, listen, just keep it in perspective. I mean, there are kids your age that aren't ever coming back to this continent, right? Except in the back of a plane. And, you know, and people that give service. So listen, the privilege of playing. And we were talking earlier, you know, for me, with everything going on, this last season is, you know, there's so many memories in there. If there's not another season, there's so much stuff in there that I was just glad I was there to witness, because you just never know what, what's coming with that, you know. So anyway, I lost my train of thought there. Where was I, David?
You're talking about just at peace, and you talked about how you weren't exactly at – it's kind of hard to be at peace with so much uncertainty about the situation. But taking away from that, obviously you guys had to make a decision if Luka was going to declare for the draft. When did you guys first talk about – because you mentioned it's kind of hard to, for an appropriate time to talk about that, especially when the season is instantly canceled. Had you guys mentioned it at all during the season, and when did you come to the decision that Luka would declare for the draft?
Well, I think our thought in the summer before his junior year is that we would definitely should be in a position with the kind of workouts we were doing, and I don't post those workouts. I won't. It's private. I wouldn't do that to Luka, or to, you know, it's not, you know, when he's done playing, you know, people want to see, and we'll do the Luka Garza basketball camp and the academy and do those drills that. It seems to be a lost trade for big folks, because otherwise they'd be doing them, you know, kind of thing. And as I was telling you, David, the people that taught me these drills, they're no longer living, you know, so I've get to pass them on through Luka and things like that. So the point is, I don't know, wait, I lost my train of thought. What was that?
You guys figured you were going to declare,
Here it is. Yeah,
though,
so it was the summer. Yeah, it was the summer. We do those workouts, David. We looked at it and we said, geez, we're gonna pursue it then. And we're confident enough we would have went far enough in the NCAA to really have a chance to go deep, if not. I mean, everyone's Luka doing his inside magic, and you know, we didn't know Jack wouldn't be in there, but even when you look at that matchup is what people are talking about now. That was that matchup, in my opinion, back then, although no one really would believe it. I certainly did, knowing what Luka was going to do. I knew his where his will was, and his will was to never repeat his freshman year and never allow what happened in his sophomore year in overtime happen again. Not anyone's this or that, just that loss, the feeling of that pain of being that close to tasting, being the last, you know, in the 32 left to play to, you know, get to the Sweet 16. That taste is something you never forget.
I remember talking to Ryan Kreener, I think a couple of games into the season, maybe five games into the season this year, and we were asking him when he knew Luka was going to be, you know, kind of go off or be special. And he said, I knew that. I think the second day of practice when he just kept scoring on me, he wasn't missing, did a jump hook. And that's when the talk about the jump hook started to come about too, because everyone, I think every Iowa fan is waiting for Luka to just to bust out the Kareem sky hook.
I know. But you can't do the sky hook. You can't do the sky hook when you're triple team. Right? And we practice, listen, if you ask Luka, hey, how many times did Dad, you know, we doing the sky all the time. So it's like having, I don't know what the 13th, I'm not a golfer. I had a hard enough time putting 9 inches in an 18 inch rim, you know, ball, let alone the golf. But I do want to hopefully get to that. But the point is that club that you've been polishing, shining, you know, and you've not been able to use it except for maybe six times in 3 years. And, you know, it is an NBA move because there's no double team, and he can shoot that out as far as 10 feet confidently. And he can even shoot the jump hook even further. He redefined for me. I mean, in other words, you, as a father, you want to teach your trade. And he took it to the next level with that jump hook, being able to fade, to fall, sometimes three guys on him up tight. I'm reminded of the Ohio State game where he made, Bakari, great pass in, and he took and shot it at it. The top of the, it's 15 feet, the top of the barrel. Hit that and spun and went in. I was just like, there's really not anything you could say, but incredible shot. You call it like it is. Doesn't surprise me at all about Ryan saying that. And don't forget what Peter Jacques said the year before. He was in this shape then, but then we had the operation, the terrible uncertainty there, right? So when you ask about, when it goes to things being uncertain, boy, Luca faced that. He's already faced that several times in very, tough circumstances. And so, he'll get through that. But he was there. Peter Jacques said, hey, the best, most improved guy here, this is a sophomore year, is Luca. And he tweeted it out, and he meant it, and everyone knew that. And so he had to wait again. I don't think at all his sophomore year ever got his lungs back, because then he sprained his ankle and was out those games.
Yep.
And so he never got his where he was, and there was nothing. As a father, you just know, like it's right as rain, like marrow deep. He's going to go out and just. I love what's the phrase, the Garzilla. He's going to go out and Garzilla. And he was out there being the Garzilla. I'm in Vegas. Grandpa Jimmy, we're there. My whole family on side came out from California. It was a big bunch of peacocks running around. And and Luca grabbed that board underneath. He grabbed that over two guys, grabbed it, and then pounded it up, laid it in, and then was walking, and then did this, like, roll of the shoulders, like, whoo. And it was just like he took the air in the arena and just went, because he was just not going to let him lose. Mm-hmm. I just, when you see that, and there's that intangible quality exists on every team member. Going through the managers, going through Matt Weeks, the press, that is like they are so connected. And it was just like, wow. And when Luca can say, ignite the flame and, exude it, then as Fran says, it's infectious. And so then it spreads. So I'm still not at peace at all, David, with, not allowing this team to make that final statement. Cause that was, I think they were one of the best teams in the country. I'd love to see him play Gonzaga. I'd like to see him go up against those guys. They just eat them, from the inside out.
So let's dive into a little bit of Luca's process and what you guys have been through, because this process, I think, unlike any other year, especially unlike any other year. I mean, how have the talks been going with, I know European teams have inquired about Luca. I know you guys have had plenty of talks with NBA scouts, executives, despite not being able to work out, which is, I think, probably the biggest detriment to this entire equation, is Luca unable to go and do individual workouts. Because I always said, if Luca got a chance to be on the primetime Big Ten championship, NCAA, and he got a couple of individual workouts, I think he plays himself into the top 30, top 40 prospects in the country. That might just be my opinion. But how has the process kind of unfolded for you guys?
Yeah, very insightful, David. You're absolutely right. Because the big thing, it's his athleticism. Well, you could say that in the Big Ten. And so next to it, showing it, then there's no doubt. And so there's, without a doubt, the ability. We may not have done all the combine stuff, because who needs to verify? He doesn't have a great jump reach. Who needs to verify his lateral? But listen, let's play let's play in the games and whatnot, in the scrimmages, 3-on-3, whatnot, and demonstrate his elite level of performance. And so, listen, what I want to share with you in the Hawkeye Nation is that, listen, Luca's got a very lucrative, and he's had it for a while now. It didn't just come about because that has been on the table for a while, because first off, his roots are in Europe. He's well known there. My brother-in-law, Teoman Alibegovic, his two cousins, Luka's two cousins, Amar and Mirza Alibegovic, are playing professionally. Amar played at St. John's, and they're starting to make it, but Luka was going to come in and set that because he could go over his game, translates immediately in Europe, and you could win a championship. So anyway, I want them to understand that, this is and will be. You talk about talking to agents and management of NBA teams and several at that, more than a half dozen that are interested, that deeply understand the intangibles of Luka. But Luka, this is the tough, they've all said this there, that you have the toughest decision to make, son, because why? What's already here, a burden, the bird in the hand is better than two in the bush. They're aware. He's got money in Europe now versus the maybe, maybe not, hopa, someday there'll be an NCAA tournament. Right now, no one can say if there's going to be an NCAA tournament. No one can say if there'll be even a winter fall schedule. No one can say it. And as Socrates reminds us, the beginning of all wisdom is I don't know. And hey, listen, I don't know where it is. What I can tell you is the August 3rd date that the NCAA set for any of these athletes in this middle zone here had no logic to it. And I believe that thing should be extended well into September to align with the news that if you look up close, you have authorities. Not just Stanford and Harvard. Let's not say they're an authority. Let's just say they're not. I mean, there could be a case you could say they are, but let's say they're not, are saying there are no winter or fall sports. Yeah, if you look at what they're saying, and so people have to wrap around that. And so what does that say for Luka? What does that say for the not just Luka, for other athletes in this situation? Does he get an automatic redshirt? He comes back, and now he's 22. 23 going into that. Now he's too old as a rookie. Mm-hmm. And you come back and you only get to play league. Well, he's pretty much demonstrated what he can do in league. And then it would be a matter of, wow, what do we do as a team? Can we have the chance to be the last? And I think his teammates, his coach are totally behind. We want what's best for Luka. Scenario, but Luka's behind what's best for Iowa, what's best for Coach Fran. What his main process is not about him. That's the kid I'm talking about. It's about what is going to be best for for Fran, for their teammates to do something we've never been done before. But if you can't have a tournament, you can't answer that. And again, he's dreamt as a young boy playing in the final game of college. Mm-hmm. And so, listen, this is, he doesn't sleep much, David. And I mean that sincerely, because he does not, he is not sitting well with either choice. Even though it's a great choice to have, mm-hmm. relatively speaking, with the perspective, remember we're talking about, what I'm sharing is that, how do you make a decision right now by August 3rd? A lot would be clarified about winter sports, but not about fall, because fall will take longer. And so what do you do? And how do you come out of this thing knowing in hindsight it was the right choice? So only he'll be able to answer that in all things. And he has his board of directors that he will lean on heavily besides his faith. But I want everyone to understand how deeply, what's the word for it? Not even melancholy. It's, there are moments when he's in a pensive mood where he's just trying to weigh it out. The dream of doing that, and not just the dream of doing it, David. You know, he loves Fran. He loves Sherm. He loves Kirk. He loves everyone. Mm-hmm. And Coach Francis, right, in Berkeley as well. Yep. And so, this is when Luka latches on, as you've seen, he didn't let go. So he wants to do this for his coach, and he wants to do it for his teammates. And it's up to those out there to figure out, you know, somehow to do it, but also with the understanding of science. And but then since we can, if we can see it, that science is saying it can't happen, we owe it to the athletes to say, it's not going to be a season. Let's not lead all this on just for our own self-interest. Mm-hmm. Let's make sure we're doing it for what's best for the student athlete. Because I'm telling you what, all these athletes, David, sacrifice for their schools. Those, even those that don't get to play. But I'll tell you, I know Luca's personal journey, besides the operating table, you know, and all the rest of it, what his sacrifice is to represent the state and to be that statesman from D.C. that's going to come in there and touch and uplift everyone that comes in front of him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, as a father, do you see Luca feel like he has there's a lot of pressure for him to come back and to potentially do something that's never been done? Do you think it's pressure from the outside, and does he do a good job of just alleviating the pressure off himself? Because with so much heart, it's so easy just to drown yourself in self-pressure. What do I need to do? How can I accomplish this? I have to accomplish this. There's no plan B. Do you think Luca is doing an adequate job of taking the pressure off himself just to realize, hey, look, I got 2, 3, 4 great choices I can do.
Yeah.
And so how do you kind of read that situation?
That's a great question. Another one. So I would say this, you know, the pain he went through in his sophomore year, you know, from the pressure he put on himself. And then understanding that use of his internal energy is devastating. It's toxic. Consciousness is biology, David. So if you're thinking toxic thoughts and you put too much pressure on yourself, you can't even make a lay-in or score in a game. He had a game where he didn't score at all. Are you kidding me? One of the best scorers of all time. Can't score. Why? It was here. So he learned from that lesson, because pain is a great teacher if you listen to her. Or him, which, you know, I don't mean anything there, but I always say it's her. And so the idea is that he learned that. He built a system to deal with that pressure. But I'll tell you this straight away. He's coming back to win it all. And he believes that that's possible to be able to do. So he put that on himself. I'm not sure there's anyone else that's going to be able to put any more. And it's not pressure, it's expectation. It's, as Einstein called, the bringing the future into the present. You know, a year from now, where am I? What does it look like? Well, here's what we did. We have a big trophy now for Fran. Goes in our, right in next to our big TV where everyone's playing Fortnite, you know, goes our big trophy. And, you know, and so I don't think there's, I tell you the pressure he's feeling, I'd say the emotional pressure he's feeling is, how do I make the right choice here? When love for my coach and my teammates versus, you know, leaving 7 figures on the table and walking away from that and being 1 year no different than where you were there, and a very real possibility, and not just a possibility, David, I'd say probability. I'd cross that chasm and say probability that there will be no season that would amount to an NCAA tournament at the end.
So I know we've kind of touched on this a little bit, but that process, and again, how do you, I guess, how would Luca and you, I mean, obviously you guys need to sell Luca. I mean, to these teams, especially with no private workouts. I mean, how do you do that just with conversations with them, especially when they're sitting there telling you, you need, you know, he's got to improve in this area, this area. I know, I think I read a Gary Parish column where he discussed he ends every meeting with what can I improve upon?
Yes.
So how do you guys go about selling without, I know you're not even allowed to really send tape to them. You can't do workouts. I mean, how do you go about selling Luca?
Well, that's fascinating. A fascinating question. So listen, I want to go back and say, listen, I'm praying every night twice a day in the morning that we have an NCAA tournament. We have a Big Ten tournament and Luca gets to fulfill that dream. Believe me, that's where I am. But as a parent, you know, the great Will Rogers quote, Grandpa Jimmy taught me was, live your life so if you lose, you're ahead. As a parent, you got to be thinking, if this loses, how is Luca ahead? And so that is where I am. But I want you to know, my faith is where I pray there's a way to do it, that the people that have the power put together something. Of course, the NBA thing is going to help us out, but that's a professional, control the environment. So, you know, whatever it is. So I want you to know from that standpoint that that's where my heart is. Mm-hmm. But I have to enter in as a father, as one of the guys on the advisory committee to lay it out in a way that it's fully prepared for him to make a decision. So no stones unturned. Then it's his call, not my call. It's his call. So listen, if you've been paying attention to my Twitter, particularly early on, I was doing the drills that they wanted to see. I'm not like, listen, I'm happy about the social media stuff. I'm not important enough to be humble. I mean, I'm totally touched that people would even want to follow me. I mean, you know, what's that Abe Lincoln quote? Is say, hey, the problem with the skunk is the advertising gives itself, you know? So, I mean, I'm just flattered. I'm just flattered that people would even care to follow. And I am grateful because, you know, from a father, son, you know, a craft that we worked on. I'm just flattered that people can see the beauty of that and the love that's in between all that. And so, anyway, the at the heart of my old Twitter account has been showing the scouts what they wanted to see. One didn't think he could shoot out very far, and the other one said, "Okay, I want you to do the 5 NBI rounds." So he went 24 for 25, and we do that 2-3 times in a row. We just couldn't get 25 out of 25. It was just like it just wasn't happening that night. So then, Oh, we don't think he can shoot out further than that. I said, so then we shoot 6 feet from half court. And, you know, 10 in a row, you know, is that far enough, you know? And then they go, well, then he doesn't have a jump shot. And, oh, yeah, here's some jump shots. And then, well, he can't shoot a hook outside the lane. Okay, here's some shoots from 10 feet. And so I was just like a combination of showing, well, then he can't do a spin dribble off of two dribbles. He can't make it, you know, because then we do those. And so it was just all of that stuff there. And I do, sure, I'm so delighted it's folks pay attention to it. In fact, my dad and I are working with several athletes, giving them some drills and helping them because they've paid attention. What should I do? And so my dad, we've put together a plan and he's managing that, but just helping them get better just because they want to get better too. So I'm totally, you know, great with it, but how the NBA scouts have been able to discern what Luka can do is by constantly demonstrating his ability to put the ball in the hole. Plus, we've been doing defensive stuff and other drills that I give them if they, you know, privately, if they ask for it. And so that was able to do. We were able to do that up until a certain point. Then when the NCAA came out and said it, I couldn't do that anymore. But I still kept doing it because owners and other management people have a way of being able to do that that doesn't violate any of that. So. So you look at those drills. Those are basically NBA. Every one of those are NBA combine drills.
I know we only have a few minutes here. I know you have some meetings.
Well, actually, I have to like 6:40. So just,
Okay. I was going to say, it's amazing. Just, I know we've talked off, you know, just talked on the side a little bit. It's amazing how time just flies by. Frank, so I got to ask you too, just when you're advising Luca going through this process, if you could only pick one piece of advice to pick out for him as you guys go through this journey, as you know, like you mentioned, you have the board, your board of directors, that support system, that big circle, what would be the greatest piece of wisdom and like parting words I would say you'd give to Luca if he had to make the decision on his own and you can only say one more piece of advice to him, what would that be?
Yeah, you got all these great questions here. I would say the number one is you know, we've, you know, he and I, we talked about it a lot. He's experienced it out on the court, which is just, is this axiom. You know, it's like Euclid's common notions and axioms. And one of those, and the one I would want him to choose over all others, is that all the answers are already, you know them internally. They're already there. Your intuitive self knows it. It knows it as certain as the, you know, we orbit the sun, right? As gravity is undefeated. As certain as that is, that when you do anything, you must listen to your intuitive self. And when you do that, there is no wrong answer. No one ever got lost following their intuitive self. No one ever. And so when you have that wisdom, which has been passed down now, it's in, even in the Sanskrit, 6,000 plus years old. And some languages we can't even interpret, right? But the ones that we can, that's one of the most important pieces. It's, of course, it's in Christianity too. It's in Buddha, which is this. You're inside. All the answers are in here. The universe is inside here. Heaven is inside here. What you need to do is make sure that that part is in alignment. And Lincoln said it best. Although I know Seward edited it a little bit, you know, Secretary of State at the time. And he said that, you know, the mystic chords will surely ring and bring out the best, you know, I'm misquoting this, but bring out the better angels of our nature, right? And so the only way to do that is to realize that, hey, what I want, same thing you want, we're on the same team, we're all this. But for Luca and these decisions coming ahead is no. That you already know the answer. You never ask a question, David, that you don't already know the answer to.
So I know you and I have talked about this off the record, but I really want to get this on the record. And it was one of the most upvoted questions I got from some fans. What is a day of eating? What does a day of eating look like for Luca?
Really?
Yep.
Hey, by the way, I want to make the announcement. Luca's gonna perhaps not like that. So let me, you know, I'm going to take the Jesuit approach. I'm just going to do it and then ask for forgiveness. You know what I mean? I'm kidding. But so no, I shouldn't say that. I'm probably going to get in trouble for that. But here's the deal. He's now plant-based. Mm-hmm. And I've been plant-based for a while. My daughter even further, you know. So here's the thing. With Luca, and particularly in his situation, we're augmenting with some NCA approved supplements, and that's whey protein and then casein at night. So understand that there's two or three shakes a day, one casein for the longer, slower protein uptake, and then the whey, you know, again, these are all NCA approved protein for right after workouts and getting that protein back into, because it's all about recovery, David, as an athlete. How long does it take to recover naturally, not with enhancement drugs or anything like that? So essentially, he'll get up and he'll eat. His mother will make for him, I don't know if it's six eggs or so, but there are two gigantic egg sandwiches with some spinach in there, some funky stuff in there. And so he'll gobble all that down. He'll gobble all that down. And then, you know, we'll do the workout. Or, you know, we'll do our workout. There's enough time when we're driving that he can digest it up. And do the workout. Then he'll do a shake, right? Shake and, you know, do all that. And then at lunch, I think it's half a cow. No, I'm kidding. But again, at lunch, he's devouring some amount of everything in there that's, you know, my wife's prepared for him already. And then another shake, we work out, and then another shake. And then dinner, some gigantic, huge thing that he's devouring. I think,
everything. Everything healthy.
Yeah. And my wife makes a four cheese pasta, and she also makes a pesto pasta. He's eating like a tub of that and drinking it, you know, and then at night he's eating something with a half a gallon of milk. And so no, he's 270, and his footwork is even better. So, so anyway, it's great as you mature into your body. He's a big man. You get to feel the strength of what that is. It's a responsibility to not. I mean, he was hitting me a little bit when we were playing. I said, "Listen, you can't do that because you're going to break my arm." I mean, I stop it. You know, I mean, like, you know, look at the bruise. You know, it's like, you know, I mean, because he's so strong, and it's like,
yeah.
I mean, he can grab and squeeze something. And I mean, I almost imagine he can almost squeeze and pop the ball. Will Chamberlain could take the ball, squeeze it, and pop it. I mean, but Luka's just, he grabbed me just like, So he's, well, you saw him when he played this year. Imagine another 30 pounds with no loss in footwork.
Is that what it was? What was he, 240, 250 during the season?
Yeah, when he's playing, he's 240.
Is he whatever he chooses, is he going to stick around 270?
I doubt it. I mean, if we have our typical August, I would like to see them around 265. But this is with intense footwork. This is light as a feather, being a stopper on defense. I mean, moving faster, but just being a force in his like an elevator, just moving. You know, just position play all the way.
Sure.
And he's working hard at that. And you saw we did 27. It was really 28, really 29 in 12 days. But, you know, the guy did the film 27 out of 11. And listen, he didn't complain one time. And I did, because it's like, you know, and I wouldn't, you know, I was passing or, or picking up and, you know, but incredible drive, because he has a mission. And the mission, of course, is to do something that's never been done in Iowa for, you know, for the fans, for, but mostly, you know, for his teammates and his coach, you know.
Sure. Yeah. I was going to say, Frank, I know we only got a couple minutes left. I want to hit you with two more quick questions. And again, thank you for joining. We're definitely going to have to get you back on because, just flies. Another popular question, which I think a lot of Iowa fans want to know, is what's Luka? No, I'm just kidding. what's he improved most upon this offseason? What's been the core two or three things that you guys have really put, you know, I know the workouts are well documented, but what's two or three things that you think are going to take Luka's game just to a different level that you've really been preparing?
Excellent. Now those I don't post, right? Because I don't want to show his competition, but conceptually, the two dribble move without doing a spin. So doing a move in front. So that's through the legs, behind the back. So that's getting down. The second is the fadeaway. And so off that move, being able to lean back, you know, the Dirk deal to do that. And then probably the number one is to be a stopper on defense, to be able to read and react and attack defensively as much as offensively. And those are a lot of fundamental stuff. We're not 100% there yet, but we're way, way down the road. Luka will stop a guard. It will stop him in his tracks. And you can't, if you play by length against quickness. Length beats quickness with enough length, right?
Yeah.
And you know, so that's why stretching the court. Can you imagine the Hawkeyes stretching the court with our shooters and Luka? So who are you going to get? You're going to double team Luka? There's CJ, bang. J-Bo, bang. You know, everyone banging. You know, and Connor too. I don't want to leave out Connor and Toussaint too. But the point is, you're going to have to make a decision. And if you're going to single cover Luka, he's getting 48 a game, period. And everyone on that team's comfortable with that. As would Luka be if they double triple teamed him and they among them scored 70 points among that. And he only got, you know, 10, 15, whatever it would whatever it take. But the idea is that length, you know, his D is on another level, and you're going to hear him. If this comes to fruition, you're going to hear a guy on the court that, is communicating in a whole new way.
And lastly, then I really appreciate you hopping on before we sign off here. Is there any parting, I don't want to say parting words to Iowa fans, because that makes it sound so dramatic, but what would be the piece of wisdom that you would give Iowa fans to give them a true look at, you know, how much Luka is struggling with the decision? Because like you mentioned, he's got so much love for Iowa, for Fran, for his teammates. I mean, you're talking about a guy that's been on the coast for the majority of his life, coming into a state in the Midwest, capturing the hearts of Iowa fans. And I would say vice versa, based on obviously our conversations, but my conversations with Luka during media availabilities. I mean, he really seems like he's really struggling with the decision.
Yeah. Well, I would say, you know, the for everyone is that if there's any way to be able to come back in a scenario that, you know, I think, again, his coach would say, no, this is, you know, if there's any way that he's going to, and he's been upfront about that, David. He said that all along. Hey, listen, it didn't have to be a scenario that, yeah, his coach would be able to say, hey, no, okay, come on. You know, this doesn't make any sense. Don't, you know, this is not what I'm asking of you. And even then he, you know, who knows what he would do. So just know that he's not being motivated by money on this. You know, this is a heart-centered kid. And so that's why he's struggling so much, because if you didn't care, David, you already signed that $1 million. I mean, you would have already signed that deal right now, bang. If you didn't have a heart, you would just be out. You already had an agent, you know, because of so much uncertainty. You have people that have said undeclared and then now redeclared. David, you have several athletes. Yeah. Look at the last 9 days. I'm challenging, but I'm saying, look at what that is. So Luca, and I'm telling you, he's not sleeping much. You know, I would just say keep, as we do, everyone in our prayers, just to that, you know, probably the other thing I would say in answer to your question, David, here was, you know, what are the other words number two of the words I'd say for Luca is the, remember this, thy will be done. And so if there's anything I can say of hope is that we all just say, thy will be done. Because if we operate off all will, that we screw it up. But if thy will be done, then, and that's whatever Lord or God you believe in and whatnot, but if thy will be done, then it's going to be done right. And so I think that's what's getting Luca finally to sleep, is that, hey, you can't control the controllables. You know, don't let what you can't control or do get in the way of what you can do. So what is he doing? He's working harder than most on the, and he's helping out where he can, and he's responding to people on, doing video calls and help, you know, doing whatever he can to, you know, people reach out and stuff. So that's him.
Sure. Well, Frank, I really appreciate you hopping on, and I think this is a good time to at least tease it. I think Iowa fans are going to be very excited. We're going to have Hawkeye Insider is going to have a series of stories surrounding Luca Garza's journey from high school all the way, basically leading up to his decision, which, by the way, the decision date has not been set yet. So, but I think a lot of people are going to be enjoying of this series, and Frank's been incredibly gracious with his time. And I think it's going to be a whole new look into what's actually going into the decision and basically Luca's journey leading up to the decision. So should be pretty solid. Very excited. Yeah, about it.
Well, if nothing else, if people want to get a closer look into Luca, I think what you're suggesting is going to be very exciting, because I think they'll get to see another side to him rather than just, you know, him leaving his heart out. Because, you know, you can't hide on the court, David, right? So people, I think what bonded everyone to, and Luca to Iowa and Iowa to him, was him leaving out his heart on the court every time, no matter what. Because he knows what a privilege it is to play hoops. And he knows that those folks, some people driving 7 hours, 8 hours round trip, even longer and something. He just knows that. He remembers as a kid what that's like. So I think that authenticity and pure heart of him is, I think they'll get to see more of that in what you're going to do. I'm confident of it. So I'm excited about to see what you do, David. I enjoy your voice. And I think, I tell you what, the answers are in our young people. And I also want to say this in all, just straightforward to having a daughter, is that a lot of the women have a beautiful voice and already know what needs to be done exactly. And there needs to, you know, anyway, that voice I'm very confident is going to get us through this. I'm not confident it's going to be those that already think they know, because I think that's where we're most blinded, because we're not seeing it as it is. We're seeing it as we are. you know, and that's very limiting. So, anyway, I'm glad that you're going to be able to cover number 55. and for me, listen, I don't want to know everyone to get like, oh, the pain of him and almost not being able to play basketball or losing his spleen. That's not something that for that. But what I do want folks to realize is how much he fought to make sure that he started after that, when there was just no chance he would even play, ever again. And so just that guy is committed to all of you in a way that, I think will be unique forever.
Sure. Absolutely. And I'm stoked to put it all together. And I think Iowa fans are going to learn a whole lot from it. So perfect segue and perfect plug, HawkeyeInsider.com, 24/7 sports. Frank, thank you again. We're going to have you back on soon. And best of luck, obviously, with everything going on. All right, Frank, take care.
Thank you as always, David.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.